Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have another toppings for everybody. It's a week late because we were really busy. But that's okay. We had a lot of fun festive stuff going on for the holidays, Christmas and the New Year that we can talk about and just like general stuff.
It's been that long?
Okay. Yeah, Christmas. It has. It's been three weeks.
Wow. So,
It went by pretty fast, to be honest. We flew out to California. We took our cat with us on the plane, and she went underneath the seat, and she did a good job. We had drugged her, so she had a little bit of gabapentin in her system, and so she was a little bit less manic, I think, than the first time we brought her on the plane. So she did really well on the way there.
Because you used different medication last time or just didn't use any medication?
We didn't do any last time. Okay. Tried to crush up some Benadryl to give to her last time, and it's really hard to crush up Benadryl. So we didn't do that. And she wasn't really eating wet food at the time a couple of years ago. But you just like mix up. They're inside these little pills. It's just like a powder. And then you just mix it up in her food. But on the way back, she didn't get, as much because she only ate half the food. She just wasn't super hungry. So, she definitely was more awake on the way back. And I took some pictures of her wandering around the airport on a leash.
She's a leash cat.
She is. She has a little harness and, it's pretty great. She definitely does not get scared. She's like unhappy that there's a lot going on around her. She doesn't like being in her bag at all. She hates it in there. She likes being out of the bag and she likes to explore. So I on the plane twice, took her out of the bag in the bathroom.
Because she was getting antsy.
Yeah, because she was like getting antsy and I had to, you know, she meows and I'm like, okay, we should maybe just get her up, get her moving a little bit out of the bag and then put her back in. You know, we weren't in there, you know, very long for other people to go to the bathroom. But we landed and she was meowing a lot and I was like, we had to wait for our bags. So it took a while. So we were like, okay, let's let her out a little bit. And we have a little portable cat litter. And she went to the bathroom. She went pee in the cat litter at the airport like a good girl.
That's amazing. That's the fact that Luna is such a good little traveler is amazing. Oh, I hear you glugging something over there.
Yeah, my water, because I'm a little under the weather. Last night we stayed at home, but our neighbors from downstairs came over, and so we had like a little cocktail party.
That's adorable.
Yeah. It's nice. You meet a lot of young people living in the city. But so I came home. We saw each other a couple times.
We went to Disneyland.
Yes, which was amazing.
Oh my God.
It was such a good day.
To add some context, I said yes to going to Disneyland with Alessandra, even though I could only get a couple, like I could only leave work a couple hours early. Like I couldn't get the day off because a ton of people were asking for that day off specifically. And so I was like, the most I could do was 2 hours. But I also forgot that I was calling in for jury duty starting that week. So I was so anxious the morning of because I was like, okay, if I have to go into jury duty, I'll go into jury duty, and then I'll go to Disneyland afterwards. And I was like, okay, and then if I don't go to jury duty, I'll just go to work, and then I'll get off a couple hours early, and then I'll go to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just was, it was such an anxious day, and luckily I didn't have to go in. Because I kept having to call at 11:30 for, like, the backup people, which wasn't too bad, actually. I mean, I just kept getting deferred, like, to the next day. So, I mean... so it kind of worked out well for me, actually. I just had to call in and then I was done. But
thank
yeah, I was
God,
so
because,
anxious.
You know, I don't know what I was going to do with your ticket. It would have just been moot. And, you know, they're not cheap.
It was definitely it was not cheap. Jeez, I forgot how expensive tickets were. It's insane.
I feel like it was more expensive. Like, I remember it being $200 and it was like $250 for a standard ticket.
And maybe they purposefully make the day after Christmas like really expensive, and that's why there weren't that many people there.
Yeah, I mean, they want to
weirdly empty. Not empty. I think like it was still busy, but
yeah, but it was actually not that busy. Like, I was really surprised. I thought it was going to be much busier. So it was also kind of cold as well. So maybe that's why there weren't as many people there, but maybe. Still, I mean, we had a fantastic time when you came around. We were there with a giant group of people. My new husband decided to skip out because, thank God, he would have been dying in this three teens, two moms, Paulo and Laura, you and me. It was like...
It was quite the experience. I actually don't think I've ever been to Disney. I mean, obviously I've been to Disneyland with your brother, but like, I don't think I've ever been with like your like other members of your family.
Yeah, my cousins. yeah, it was great. They have a great time on the rides. They just want to get they want everything to be immediate and quick. You know, it's hilarious. They don't
strategize. That was we didn't get too much done because they don't strategize.
Yeah, but Emily and I did get we got to see the new San Francisco area, which was just absolutely adorable, and we got a bread in the shape of Baymax.
I went on the new
so happy
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. That new one in Toontown, I went on that one. So yeah, when I got to Disneyland, I didn't even see Alessandra for 2 hours. I was just doing my own thing for a little bit because no one wanted to go on this ride with me. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go get in line. And then there was like this new candy in Toontown that I wanted to get, the Power Limes, which I ended up eating. I didn't really care for it. I like Laffy Taffy sometimes. It was like a taffy, so it was so confusing. So in the line for Runaway Railway, there was like a little prop, like concession stand with candy in it. The Power Limes candy in the concession stand was sour straws. That is what the container said. But then when you get to the gift shop afterwards, after the ride, it's just taffy. So I don't even know why they didn't bother I don't know why they didn't bother just making it match. I really don't understand. I really don't
know. It also makes more sense that it's a line, like a sour straw.
Yeah.
A line, right?
Yeah, a power line. A power lime. Lines.
A lime.
Lines. A power cord.
That's just...
It's truly kind of bonkers that things don't
weird.
Match. So, and honestly, the taffy wasn't even... Like, it was okay. I didn't love it. It was just whatever. The lime flavor was good. It was just a little intense. Like, I had to eat it over the span of, like, 3 days. It just was... was a little bit intense. It was long too. Like, it was like a good, like, foot long
of taffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Maybe not a foot. Maybe like just under a foot. But it was like, it was pretty long. It was maybe like 8 or 10.
I haven't had a sour straw in like freaking ages, dude. Like, I forgot they existed.
I like the nerds. Is it nerds? The things that look like power cords. That's like the gummy
nerds
like
rope.
Yeah, but not the rope that has the physical nerds on it. It's like this cherry. Oh God, what are they? What are they by? Sweethearts, like sweethearts ropes or something. Sweet.
Uh huh.
Oh my God, it's coming back to me. Sweethearts ropes. Let me see.
Well, okay, so you got some candy. I got a cake pop because I love cake pops. I'm so glad that I got actually kind of like a smaller cake pop, because for a long time they used to have those like really big, big thick ones that were like, that had
the shape of Mickey,
marshmallow ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those were like usually too big. Yeah. So they actually had like smaller ones, and the ears were made out of chocolate. So I preferred that size. Yeah. And I ate that thing so quickly, but it was so good. My God, it was so good. That was on one of the moments that we got alone, because you and I went on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. We had a good day because all of the like lightning lane situation was kind of messed up. We had something wrong with getting into the park. So like when we finally did, they ended up giving us some lightning lanes for free, which you just use your like pass to get in places. And then yeah. Emily was not included on this. So when we would use the lightning lane, hers would be the only one that didn't work. And we were like, what's going on? And then the people would be like, whatever, just go. Cause you're like part of the
cast members did not care.
They don't give a shit. Except for this one cast member. We arrived at the Millennium Falcon ride and we had to wait in line. And the Millennium Falcon ride was only accepting the Lightning Lane people. We got there half an hour late. Then we had to wait in another line. And so by the time we got to the front, the guy at the front with the pass, he was like, you're 38 minutes late. Like, he was so pissed. It was hilarious. Like, I have never seen a worker at Disneyland be that angry with me. And I was like, I'm sorry, there was a line. Which was like partially true, but still, he was so pissed.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Oh no.
It was great because Paulo got to see Star Wars Land for the first time and everything. And
oh, he hadn't even seen it. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so
good. I took him into the cantina so he could see it as well.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't get anything. I also got him some blue milk.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I love that blue milk, man. It's freaking delicious.
It's good.
Tastes like Smarties. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah, it does.
So we had that, and then so we had a special thing happen to us at Disneyland that is notable. We went to the Lamplight Lounge, and Mitzia somehow convinced the guy to get us a table, which it's difficult to get a table there
because it was full. All the reservations were taken. You were just had to wait for the wait list now.
Exactly. You're on the wait list and there's nine of us. Okay. And she's like, okay, there's nine of us. Is there any way that we can get in? And they're like, oh, we got it for 25 minutes from now. Emily and I were taking a picture with Loki all the way over in Avengers campus.
We were about to get in line for Guardians. And then we're like, okay, we're not going to have time to go on Guardians. So let's just quickly. And then Loki just came out. So we're like, let's just take a picture with Loki and then we'll go to dinner.
It was great. Honestly. The guy who played Loki looked just like him. It was very cute.
Our pictures turned out so adorable. I love them so much.
They really did. I like can't remember the last time I took a picture with a character or anything like that. So it was very cute.
If they ever had a Miguel O'Hara character out for whatever reason, even though you know it's so neat, they're not ever gonna do that. But if that ever happened, I would die.
I know, but no one is built like that, Emily. So anyway,
they just put some padding here and there, make his waist all nice and tight. Bulk up the top. It's there.
Yeah, shaped like a popsicle, you know, like a chupa chup,
like a triangle.
Yeah, a triangle. like Mr. Incredible is kind of like that too. He's got like super. He's
completely. Got triangle energy. Mr. Incredible has the tiniest little waist. My God,
you're killing me over here. So we went to the Lamplight Lounge, and they got us a seat, which was incredible. We were like, great, and it's like this amazing Pixar themed lounge. It's right on the water, next to where they do World of Color. Right, yeah. You know, next to the Incredicoaster and everything.
Great vibe. Their food menu could be a little bit better, but their drink menu is pretty fun. Drink menu, good.
Yeah.
Food menu could be better. Vibes, 100%.
I had so many alcoholic drinks that I did not expect to have on this day, but
yeah, you really down on them that day.
I really was. I was like, okay, I'm having a good time here.
And I didn't drink all throughout December for medical reasons. So
yeah,
I was not drinking at Disney. Unfortunately, you know, I would have definitely had a drink if I was if I was allowed to. But I had to take a blood test where I couldn't drink alcohol for a month. So that happened to me. So I got to just watch Alessandra down all these drinks.
So why don't you explain what happened when we went down in the Lamplight Lounge?
Okay, so Alessandra's aunt gets us these reservations, and then the guy's name is Brandon, and Brandon's like, "You guys are gonna have such a good time. I have a surprise for you." And we're like, "What the fuck?" And we get down into the restaurant, and we're following these people, and they take us in this weird direction. I've sat in a few different areas in Lamplight Lounge. I've been there a couple of times. And they took us a completely weird way, like past the kitchen. Like, we're like, where are we going? And then we go out this weird side door, and they're like, "This is the office. This is a special room where we pick one random party to eat in basically this private area a night." And we had
designed by the Pixar animators.
Yes, designed by the Pixar animators. And we had to open this, we had to do something special, like twist some wheels and pull some knobs or whatever. And to open this door, and it like made this ding noise, like it unlocked. And and it was just this really cute little room that could hold like 13 people. And there was a bunch of drawings on the wall. Apparently the animators will draw each other like little caricatures. And so there's all that art was on the wall. It was like a little game area with like kind of older games, obviously, like chess and checkers, and was like backgammon.
Chinese checkers. Yeah, backgammon. And they hung up on the wall, but you could play with them if you wanted to. They had all the pieces on the side as well.
And then there was a little side patio area where you could overlook the Incredicoaster taking off. So if you're ever on the Incredicoaster and you see a weird little patio across the way, that's the office in the Lamplight Lounge.
Yeah, and it was like refreshing to step outside, and it was so cool to just watch the people on the pier, the boardwalk area. It was truly like, and like the ducks would just come right up to you, you know, because they're like, "You can give me any food."
Yeah,
it was such a cool experience. Just like something that I never thought I would ever see. Like, I didn't even know it was there. So it was just such a like amazing Disney magic thing that happened to us.
Yeah, that's like truly random, because, you know, like, you and I are 30 years of being alive, and, you know, California Adventure isn't as old as we are. But, like, it's that kind of stuff. Like, Disneyland has all these little secret things to, like, make your day magical that, like, and there could be so many others that we just don't even know of. Like, I had no idea that this place even existed in the Lamplight Lounge, but it's just one of those magical Disney moments.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was so much fun. We stayed pretty far into the night as well before we left, so got to go on
at my request rides. because I didn't show up till like 3:30, I think. Or no, 2:30. 2:30.
Yeah. You got the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Got to watch the fireworks a little bit on our way out, and, you know, it's a holiday fireworks show, so at the end it snows the
bubbles.
The little bubble snow, which is just adorable. So
yeah,
I feel like the Christmas vibes were immense this year. Like, something was, they were just extra with their decoration everywhere, and it just felt so magical this year. I don't know what it was, but I really
the last
had a nice
time I
time.
Went during Christmas, I don't really. I always felt like they always go all out with the decorations, but I'm sure they change stuff up every couple of years to keep it interesting. I do regret that I didn't buy that Mickey hat that I saw.
Oh yeah, you said you would go back to it if you wanted to, right?
So yeah, I saw a hat while I just gotten to Disneyland, so I was like, okay, I can't really make a hat purchase at the beginning. Like, I just got here. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll see this hat sometime later in the day. And it was just this cute little jean material baseball cap. And it had like a little embroidered Mickey on it. But it was specifically jean. And I did see another jean hat later, but it wasn't the one I wanted. And I was seeing like a little embroidered Mickey hat later, but it was like this sporty, like, golf Nike hat. And I didn't want, like, a sporty, like, a sport hat. I just wanted, like, a baseball cap. And so maybe next time.
You're just going to have to go back, dude. You're going to have to go back to Disneyland and get it.
I am thinking of doing, like, maybe a big Disneyland day, like, before I leave.
Yeah.
Because the countdown's begun, everyone. This year's the year that I'm moving. So, do I want to take a break and then I can kind of talk about that?
Yes. Okay. We'll be back.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right.
Okay, we are back.
Yeah. So this year's going to be insane. I'm already trying to not to not freak out about it. I'm already kind of freaking out, but I'm really trying not to. I have to get my house rent ready so that I can get people in here the second I move out, hopefully. And that just means I got to do a lot of fixes and make it desirable to the renting market.
Sure.
And so I had a meeting with my with my property managers last year, and they kind of told me like what fixes I should definitely do kind of before we get people in here. And I was like, okay. And I made a list of that. And then I met with my parents and we kind of made a schedule for this year because we got a lot of fixes to do in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of laid it out. So like this month, I am going to be contacting someone to kind of just do little fixes in the house. Like, because, you know, we're still living here. We can't do anything major while we're still living here. So just like some small things like switching out some light fixtures and fixing mm-hmm. some, you know, patching up some holes in the wall and things like that. Just kind of very small little things that just need to be fixed. And then a couple months later, hoping to work on the front yard and the backyard, kind of making it more water friendly and California native plant friendly and like kind of low maintenance. That's kind of my plan. And then
more rocks down.
I don't know, rocks or wood chips or something, you know, something. I don't know. I'm going to have to discuss, you know, the most cost effective, kind of thing. And then kind of stuff that's going to happen when everyone moves out. The plan is to have all of us be out of this house by July.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. And I'll move back in with my parents for a little bit. And then,
yeah.
And hopefully by July I'll have an apartment set up already. Cause yep. I'll be coming out, to visit you and look for an apartment
mm-hmm.
sometime before then. And, hopefully lock something down. And then be out of my house and then be in Boston.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You got your
like
Boston
no time
calendar.
At all. I do.
Well,
I
got, you know,
I was trying to think of what calendar I wanted. I was going to try and do a digital calendar this year, and maybe I'll try again next year. But I just don't look at my iPad like every day. Like it's just not something I do. I like to wake up and see something physically hanging on my wall. Like I have a whiteboard that I write to-dos on, and I have my calendar that I hang on my door that I look at every morning. So it's like it just needs to be in front of my face. And I was trying to pick one. And I was like, oh, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And I was just like looking. And then I found these like Boston landmark ones. And I was like, you know, and they're nice and big. It's not going to write my stuff in them. Because I had a little tiny mini calendar last year.
Yeah, you did. It was so small.
It was from this. I liked the pictures in the mini one better than the big one. And I wanted to support this this artist that I like on Instagram. So, and I got some bookmarks from her, too. And so I got a Boston Landmarks poster. I mean, calendar. So the first one is I can't read it from here. Something Hall
Faneuil
Marketplace.
Faneuil Hall Marketplace. Yeah, I saw the picture.
that's January. Looks very cute. You're never going to guess what February is.
I'm never going to guess.
You actually might. You actually might guess.
Is it Fenway Park?
No.
Is it the bridge near my house?
No.
Is it the State House?
No.
Is it the Omni Parker House?
No.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. Is it the Old North Church?
I'm trying to give you a hint that's not going to like give it away too easily.
Oh, okay. I'll figure it out. Is it is it the public garden with
That's March. That's March.
Okay.
February is a place that you took me to when you were showing me around.
Is it? It's Acorn Street.
Yeah, Beacon Hill.
Yes. It's the most photographed street in America with the cobblestones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's going to get you excited for living there.
It already is. I mean, I'm already very excited. I definitely am terrified, but I am also excited. I'm a lot of things. I'm feeling a lot of things right now.
Sure. You know, it's going to be a comfort for you knowing that I'm not far away and you will have friends here. So
that was a big reason why I wanted to move to Boston specifically, because I was like, okay, I wanted to be near people that I know. And like, and you're like my sister. Like you are a support. We are a support system for each other.
Yeah.
And I needed, I didn't want to be somewhere completely alone, like for my first place living alone.
Yeah.
Far away from everyone. Like
that
would be even more terrifying. So this is a good stepping stone. I'm turning 30. I need a change. I need to do a little bit more growing up.
No. I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. It's going to be fun, scary.
I mean, there is a lot of things to living in a place where it snows. You know, it's a
not
different
a car.
Environment around here. Yeah. Not having a car and, like... It was a shock. Like moving to New York was definitely a bit of a culture shock, because you get used to the East Coast stuff, but like, you know, pretty quickly. But like when you come from California, you're not used to like banging radiators and like, you know, it just has a totally different feeling. Like the East Coast just feels different. It's a different. Everything. The foliage is different. The air is different, you know? So,
yeah.
But you
the
get
people
used to
are
it
different.
And then you love it. Yeah, the people are different. Yeah. So it's like, I really like it. I really enjoy it. But I think it just will take a little bit of time to get used to it. Just the way the streets are laid out, the way, you know, I really enjoy going back to California too, because it just shows me how I really. I'm happy with where I've chosen to live. But of course, I love visiting LA. So,
yeah, I get turned around really easily. So I'm hope. So I don't know if I need to start like memorizing the map.
Because
I mean, I did a pretty good job. I just did the Google Maps and I had my AirPods in and I was having the lady like tell me directions as I was walking. She was a little confusing because she you know, you're walking, so you're not moving as fast as a car. And it seemed like she would change her route a lot, like rerouting. And I was like, girl, just tell me to go and stop changing things on me. So, but I feel like I'm going to use that a lot. I'm going to need to get the train system down. It's going to be a lot.
It's not that hard. New York is a lot worse. Like, you know, like I took you around there.
I had no idea where I was everywhere we went. Like every time you took me somewhere, I was like, cool, we're here now.
We're here.
I don't know how we got here. I would never be able to find my way back. If we got separated, I'd probably die here.
That's how I felt before I moved to Boston, because I kept visiting Danny. You know, for 2.5 years, I visited Danny, and I still didn't really know where things were in relation to each other. Like, you really only know that when you live in a place and you walk around it, you start to realize, oh, that's connected to that. That's connected to that. So, like, when I would first come, I would just go where Danny told me to go. And, like, I would take the train he told me to take. Like, but I didn't really know, like, in relation to everything else around it, like, how that worked. And it's an irregularly shaped, like, city. So you kind of get the lay of the land pretty quickly, depending on where the water is, you know? And that's how you kind of sort
the
out.
The water's your North Star, as long as you know where the water is.
But it's like a peninsula kind of, you know, shape. So, like,
yeah,
once you kind of understand, oh, okay, this is this area, this is this area, like, I can walk there. How long does it take for me to walk there? Like, you get a little bit used to it. Also, you know, I'd run around and look at maps and go to places that I didn't, like, I don't go very often. And I always say, oh, okay, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to, like, go check out Brookline, or I'm going to go check out, you know, it's just not something I go to all the time unless I have a reason to go there. So I'm kind of excited for you to come here so that we can do some more exploring. And Danny and I would love to, like, go up the coast and take the train more. And so it's just, there's a lot of things that I still don't even know about. And I don't drive here, so it's totally a mystery to me with the driving situation.
I mean, yeah. Everything I've heard about is, like, just don't, like, it's kind of like New York. It's like, don't bother having a car.
No, not where you're, if you live near a train. There's just really no need. But if you lived out, I mean, even in Cambridge or Somerville, people do have cars there because there's more space. There's more, like, just homes, you know? Yeah. And you need to drive to get to, like, your grocery store if you're not right next to it or something. So it definitely, like, even if just leaving a little bit out of the city, people have cars. It's no different than any other city. But where I live and where you want to live, you're not going to need it. We have nowhere to go anyway. Like, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? If we need a car, we'll rent a car. Or borrow one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of options. There's a lot of opportunities to not have a car. And if for some reason you desperately do, like, you can also get one.
Yeah, exactly. Are you sad to be leaving your baby car that you've had only car?
She's been good to me. She's a good little car. I'll probably miss the what is it? Like, the ease of having a car. You know, you just hop in your car, you go someplace. It's, you know, it's cumbersome, but it's easy. It's definitely something to not take for granted. I'm excited to not have one. I mean, I also feel like having a car is it's just this really big machine that I barely know how to take care of. And I don't need to have one. Like, it's just feels like this thing that I, you know, because I live here, I have to have one. But, like, there are places where you don't need to have one. And it's just, I'm excited to not have to keep paying for renewal fees every year. I mean, she's totally paid off. So that's been nice, but
you gotta pay health. You gotta pay car insurance and gas.
That's true. And, car insurance, you know, and
fix it,
fixes
tune-ups.
When something goes. It seems like after I've tried, I fix something, something happens, and it's like, okay, great. Now I gotta get this looked at. Now it's just,
it's like your house, man. It's like,
God, I know. God.
Yeah.
So lots to do, lots to do, lots of feelings, lots of anxieties, but I think it will all work out in the end.
Yep.
It's gonna be a very stressful year for me. I already feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Light some candles, you know, just have some meditation.
Yeah. I need to get some, CBD gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Possibly.
It's going to snow today, as I was telling you. It will snow tonight and all morning tomorrow. So it's going to be the predicted amount of, it's kind of between 6 and 9 inches predicted.
Ooh.
So I hope it's 9. That's a lot of snow. I am stoked. We have not had a snowstorm or anything. And even last year we had like just baby ones and they would melt so quickly. So I'm excited to get some snow on the ground. It's obviously gorgeous when it snows here. And I cannot wait. I'm stoked. So
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Take some pictures for you.
Yeah. I was a little sad we didn't get a little bit of snow. We were there for your wedding, but you said it was a bit too early in the season to get
it. It was, and thankfully it honestly wasn't super cold when we were taking pictures and stuff. So that was honestly for the best because I was really worried everybody was going to be freezing, and it wasn't really that cold. So everybody was fine, you know, because once you're out there for a long time not wearing a jacket, that's what really gets you, you know? You guys were just wearing light sweaters.
Yeah. And
so I didn't know what to do. I was like, you should bring your jackets because if it's too cold, you're going to have to put it on between photos or whatever. But thank God it wasn't. Everything was great. So got to do our thank you card. So I'm going to get to that after this.
It was the perfect weather condition. Other than the ground being very wet muddy, because it had just rained, but it wasn't raining on us, and that's ideal. So and I did get some snow while I was visiting my sisters right before your wedding, so I did
yes
get my
a
snow.
Lot of it too
quite
it was
a bit
a big storm
quite a bit yeah I got quite a bit of snow. Like snowed for like 3 days.
It's amazing.
So that was fun.
That's the good stuff, man.
Yeah, it was real fun. All right. Is that all we have to talk about?
I'm sure I'll think of something, but yeah, I'm fine.
All right, that's all I have. That's all I have as well. Till next time. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch. So please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.